Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. Lilu Nishmas Imi Marosi Rusbas Mordechai. Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I want to take this opportunity to ask each and every one of you, Mechila, especially me, one of the hazards of the job for me, I have, sometimes I don't have a good filter, and I insult people. David, talking to you. And I hope, I just want to make sure that that the Mechila is not Lashav. I'm asking it, and I'm Yaitza. So if I insulted you, Shmuel, or Hillel, or any of you guys online, if I insulted your religion, your affiliation, whatever it is, I'm asking Mechila Be'emes, B'leiv Shalem, please be Meichel me. Today's Shkoyach David. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avi Mandelbaum, member of his wife's cousin, Itai Yogev, on his 17th yard side, and my wife's uncle, Stephen Chalfin, on his 15th yard side. Nesham should have an aliyah. Lili Nishmas, my wife's paternal grandfather, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef ben Kasriel, Rabbi Yisrael Yavne, may today's learning be a schus with Neshama, Tzil Avrom Meir, Yisrael Dov, and Asher Zelig, Parkovitz. By Michael Reiser, Lezeich Nishmas, Gilabas Yudah Wolf, Gail Gordon, Aleshal. By Abba Renner, in honor of Rebbe Shlita, who sacrificed his life to give the daf. I did not see this before. Shkoyach. By Abba Renner. By Yoili, another, in honor of Rebbe, thank you for the chizuk you give all of us to continue learning the daf each day. Is this Yoili Doppel? It might be.
You just said Yoili.
Yoili, whoever you are, Yishkoyach. Maybe it's my son, Yoili. Nathan Fruchter, for the yard side of his grandfather, Yaakov ben Avram, Yaakov Sinblima. Rabbi Isai, excuse me. I read this email a number of times, and every time it chokes me up. For me, it's very emotional, so Bezer Hashem, I'll keep it together here. I did it on purpose, read it a few times, so it doesn't choke me up now. By Dani Sonnen. By Dani Sonnen. Rebele, I want to thank you for enabling me to finish my first Masechta at age 43. It's the first Masechta ever. When the new cycle started with the brachas, I started learning with another program, fell off more than 40 daf into it. I tried to start again with Masechta Shabbos and Shkolim, but fell off even faster. When I heard about your program and watched the shir, I decided to give it another try. With the start of Masechta Sukkah, I decided that as my favorite holiday, it would be ideal to actually learn in detail the halachas of Sukkah. As you mentioned during your last shir on Sukkah, this year, I'll be more careful in selecting my lulav and esrog, in building my sukkah, and decorating it, and doing all I can to spend every possible moment in the sukkah, and of course, learning the daily daf. Why did it make me emotional? Because here's somebody that's taking this and is internalizing the Torah that we learned. So, my good friend, Rav Moshe Tzvi Dauber, who's the head of the new anesthesia, thank you. Who said that? You remember. The head of the anesthesia department in a big hospital in Chicago, a big balkishrin, a good friend with him for a long time. He called me up to say, good yontif. So I read him this email. So he started crying. He said that his entire life, he always bought a lulav and esrog to be yotze. And this year, he accepted upon himself, he called up the guy that sells lulav and esrogim. He says, I want the most expensive esrog and lulav because I'm no longer living my life to be yaitza. And obviously, when he cried, I cried, we cried together. So I want to share with you that from Sechtes Yuma, I came into the koil. You know, we have 10 guys, mamish, avreichim, tzionim. They get the highest scores in Eretz Yisrael on the Dirshu test. They learn mamish like machines all the time. The chazrin, they have programs, the chazar. I walk into the koil and I couldn't believe my eyes. On the table, I have a picture. This is what it looked like. Took a picture. A box of dates, 2 bags of potato chips, and 2 bags of bamba, but not stam bamba, the expensive stuff that has chocolate filled. And I asked, what's going on? And the Rosh Koilo, who happens to be my best friend, my Rebbe, he tells me, this is the Siyum on Masechtas Yuma. And I had a cow. I started being Mevayish and Barabim. I said, Zui Torah v'zui Schara. The guys work so hard and give them Bamba, for goodness sakes. She says, no, but they're a chocolate-filled bamba. I said, so he said, why don't you do it yourself? I said, maybe, but you're the Rosh Kollel here. You have to be in charge. And so from Masechtas Sukkah, I walked in to the Kollel on Wednesday morning, the night that we had to see him here. And I said this whole entire Maisa. No, I did not say the whole Maisa. I told you the story. I did not tell the Olam. I told the Olam. Okay, with the picture. You know what? That's what happens when you don't sleep. Here it is. We have to say it again. This is with the pictures.
Where's the truck?
Truck, I don't have the video. Somebody has. This is what I brought. I updated it. I got the orange juice and the choco. Now, this is to be yaitza. But we all do see human to be yaitza. Right, Mendy? You come here, you tell them the maisa. Mendy was there. Anyways, this is the Kylo enjoying hot food and pancakes and lasagna and cold mili da'alma of milchiks. That was milchiks. I really wanted to get them. No, if you heard the story, I was looking for the chef to flip eggs. Fine. But boy said, we don't live our life to be yaitza. Let's continue this beautiful email. And then we have to start. I opted for the free Gemara as a way to force myself to finish the Masechta. It worked. Your pace, charts, diagrams, and explanations make it very easy for someone with my limited Gemara background to follow and understand. I also want to thank all those that worked on the free Gemara, the giveaway as a program, and the commitment I made when signing up encouraged me to finally do what I've always wished I could do. I want to encourage everyone that took advantage of the free Gemara program to pay it forward by donating whatever you can afford that others may follow in our path. The website makes it very easy. I didn't write this. He wrote this. I didn't tell him to. The website makes it very easy to donate, and you can pay for as little as one safer, and the sky's the limit. Looking forward to my second season when we complete basic. You see this? Their own. This is you. You donated that Gemara that this guy learned from. Looking forward to my second season when we complete basic. Dani Sonnen. Yishkoyach Dani. Excuse me. By Michael Yehuda. Dear Rebelli, I feel like this past summer I was in Camp MDY, learning a Geshmak and Masechta the whole summer, then the Shever Brachas and all the exciting live stream in the States, then we closed off the camp with a Siyum and a camp song by Rabbi Nachman Seltzer. Very excited for the winter's man. Have a Ksiva Chasima Toiva, Michael Y. What's this one? Phil G. Complexity of the sugi, mapping and chasm. On a personal note, this past Shabbos, I was chazing the base, and Baruch Hashem was able to fly through with such clarity that sparks must have been flying off the page. Just because, no joke, when I say I was schwitzing from excitement, shkoyach for the inspiring approach of leaving the Gemara, I envy Yischusib, maybe a year full of Klai Yisrael. That is Noilad Yeshua's ben Chomes. I guess he's playing off the Noilad. Shlomo Miller says, Ksiv Chasim Toiva. The Masechta is a bracha Shabbos Erev Pesachim Shkolim Yom Masuko Beitza should be Mamlitz Toiv on you and all of Klai Yisrael Shana Gula VYeshua Shnas Gula VYeshua. Judah, I received a lot of emails yesterday. I'm not going to read them all, obviously. Just a sample of some. Just wanted to thank you, your room, the shiurim excitement you infuse into each shiur. Try to watch and listen again to the shiur each day, twice a day. I'm not sending you a challah board, but I hope to meet you one day in Muncie. Waiting for your visit. May you have a ksiv chasim atayv, a good yar, Yehuda Schuster. Rebelli, we learned the W since Sukkos. During the day, I'm involved in multiple businesses with different partners. I can't tell you how much aggravation I have to deal with. I told you not to go into partnerships. My relationship with you and your shir is the only one where I'm not being left to handle everything. I get an energetic greeting and zero aggravation and stress. Thank you for being the easiest part of my day. Wishing you and your family a year full of blessings, good health, and positive energy. From West Hampstead, name withheld. And he says, he has a line, we tell stories to kids to put them to sleep, but we tell stories to adults to wake them up. And, okay, fine. Shkoyach Gary. And here we go. Dr. Davarzan, beautiful. So I have a riddle before we start the shiur. A lot of people might know this one, but then it gets even more difficult. What bracha can only be said on a Wednesday? Menachem, Mateh, you can't answer this one, even if you want to. No. That's the next question. What bracha could only be said on a Wednesday? No. Don't jump. Birkas Achama. And what bracha can only be said on a Wednesday or a Thursday? Erev Tavshilin. Okay. Omar Rava. Mace, B'yom Tov Rishon, Yisasku boy, I'm a mumim. I was this close to bringing a mace to the shir as a prop. Mace, B'yom Tov Rishon, Yisasku boy, I'm mumim. So there's no Isser Amir La'akum when it comes to the dead. So you can tell a goy to deal with him on the first day of Yontav because of Kavod HaBriyos. Yontav Sheni, the Bach takes out the word, Yontav Sheni, Yis'asku bo Yisrael. Now, because Yontav Sheni is only a Durabanon, as we're going to see, Shavu, Kechol, they made the Yontav like a weekday, and therefore even a Yisrael could deal with the mace on many different levels. To a very low, not even the main things, even other things, side things. Making extra tachrit, we'll see. Va'afilu b'shnei yomim toivim shu Rosh Hashanah. Whereas Rosh Hashanah is more of a yom tov arichta, yom aruch, the Yisrael could deal with the mace on the second day. Masha'enkin b'beitza. As we saw that the egg that is noilad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot use because of the yom aruch. Whereas when it comes to that person, we were makel. Nardaya Amri, af bebeitza. Even an egg, you could on Rosh Hashanah eat it. The ma daitach. The what? It was noilad on the first day, you could eat it on the second. The ma daitach. What are you thinking? Duma ma'abr leila elo. So, the. I forgot to show this one. Okay, we'll show this a different time. So, what are you concerned? You're concerned that the Edim will come after Mincha. So in Chutz La'aretz, they don't know. Far away from the Beis HaMikdash, they don't know. So they always keep this second day. They don't know. And Memela, even today, when there's no Gzeira anymore, there's no Takana, they're going to keep 2 days. Omer Avchinen Rabakana, Omer Rab, B'mais Ezra Ve'elach Lo'imetzinu Elul Uber. You hear this, Rabbi Isai? In history, they made a Takana in the time of Ezra. This whole story, that there was once Edim that came after the Levim said the Shir and messed them up. Wow, they said the Shir of Yom Chol and not of Rosh Hashanah. So they said, no more Edim, we're not accepting any Edim. So you can come after the Karban Tamid and we're not going to do anything about it. We're not going to listen to you. We are only going to make the next day Yontav. It never happened that Edim came late. Rosh Hashanah was always, what? That day. That time, it was the only time in history. So they made a takana, which was never enforced, because Edim never came after Mincha, ever. So Memelo Rosh Hashanah was always, always right over here, on the blue. It never happened that it went to the red. So it was never enforced. So the Gemara is saying the takana never went into effect, because it never happened. They made a takana that, I'm not taking a drink today because I want to fast. There's a minute to fast, those who don't know. Until Chatzos, hopefully I can make it. So whatever stuck there is going to have to get stuck. Unless it's Mamash, there's the whole shir. Dilma ma'abri leila elu. Omer ha'chini b'rakhana omer rabbi. Yoi sezer ve'elach loy matinu elu ma'ober. So b'kitzer, it never took effect. Omer ma'azutra. Now, going back to the fact that a Jew could deal with the dead on the second day of Yontav, like amar ne'la d'ishtai. That's if the corpse, the dead, was laying around, meaning he died on the first day. I'm assuming that if, let's say, you're in Siberia and it's freezing cold, you don't have this heter. Or let's say you're in the desert and it's really, really hot and the body is decomposing, you probably, it doesn't have to be, but it's a typical situation. If the person died on the first day. So now it's a big problem of COVID abriyos, so we allow the Jew to deal with it on the second day. I just made that up. Don't take any psakim. Ravashi says, no, you don't have to worry about it. On Yontav Sheni, you're allowed to deal with the dead. My time Yontav Sheni Gabi Meis, Kechoil Shavu Rabbanon. So I want to read to you real quickly a very short email from Rafal Groskov. Reb Rafal, I call him Reb and he doesn't like it, so I call him Reb. But Erev Hashanah, I should ask him a chila. Regarding Baruch Hashem, Yirei Neinu and Mayriv, many Hasidim Chutz La'aretz don't say it Matzi Shabbos. I heard an explanation, not seen inside, take responsibility. I think he's Chassidish. The small print says, in Chul, which is Chutz La'aretz, you add it. Some older printers forgot the apostrophe, so it reads in Chul. In weekdays, you say it. Huh? It makes sense. I heard a story, but I couldn't corroborate it, unfortunately. And I think I said this before. Somebody said that in Chulin, the word hey kuf beis hey, which means the keva, which means the stomach. So some secretary in our scroll decided it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put an apostrophe there. So they had to redo like 1,000 gemaras. So now that I was in our scroll, so I asked Mr. Zlatowitz, the son, I said if the story's true, I never heard of it. And I asked other people, they said they never heard of such a story. So it's a good maisa, but probably never happened. So I don't know about this one. Kachoil. Those are the cheap. Yeah, we got a discount. Seconds. But it was, we didn't give out chulin, we gave out sukkah. Okay, next. Kachoil shaviu rabbana. Kachoil. No, I just remember. Kachoil. And we got the email today. Rabbanan made it like a weekday, the second day. So nachamal. As we said all the way on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis, that even Rebbechim and Zakkai, the first day is the Raisa, the second day is the Rabbanan. That's how we're going today. It says in the Torah, Be'echol HaChodesh, right? Be'echol HaChodesh, the first day of Tishrei, so the first day is the Raisa, the second day is the Yom Arika, which Rebbechim and Zakkai switched around. It's the opposite before that. Okay, then what? Afilu lemegaz leglima ulemegaz leasa. You could cut tachrichim for the mace, but not for the mace, because that's pasha that you could cut tachrichim for the mace. The extra stuff, a nice little bow, whatever you're doing that's not going to get to the mace. You don't need to make hadasim for the mace. You don't need to cut flowers for him. These are extra things. Even the extra things you're permitted to do on Yom Tov Sheni, because Kechol Shavu Rabban, they made it like a weekday, only when it comes to a mace. Omer Ravina, Vayidna Dike Chabare Chashinan. There's a group of bad guys called Chabare, and they force the Jews to work. But the Chachamim, they see that you're making Levayas, so they tell you, listen. We'll give you off on your holidays, but today's not a holiday. Vaharaya, you're making a levaya. So Memelo, we got to be careful. There's a story of Maisa Shaya. Back in the Haim, there was a woman who was giving birth. So they called up the guy. They said, come on, we need you to drive her to the hospital. He says, my father told me you can't drive on Shabbos. He says, no. And they start explaining to him, Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, fine. He says, so he lights up a cigarette. He says, what's this does? Says, my father said, if you're going to light up a cigarette, you might as well drive. So I'm driving, I'm going to light up a cigarette. So they started explaining to him, no! Some people, and so then he went home. The end of the story is, the guy said, look at these Rabbanim. Look at the Terim they have. They have it, all these Fashidina Terim. Oh, so these guys, the Chavayim, they're not Jewish. But they see that you're playing around. They don't understand Chachmas. You're making a Levaya, it's a weekday. It's not a Yontif. It's not a Yontif. Then we're gonna force you to work.
I like that suggestion. If they're gonna sing like that, the end
of you know. Is that what you guys do? You adjust the air conditioners? Yeah, yeah. I know, I've seen the guys, I don't know here, but I've seen the guys in New York. They're playing with their radios constantly, up and down, volume up to show. Because Ramesh just said it has to be kichol. Yeah, but how come on Shabbos they readjust it a lot more than during the weekday? Ravina Avi Yosef Kameder Rav. Who is it? Bishnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Chazid Ava Otziv. So he's sitting in front of the Ravashi. Is it Ravashi? Yeah, Ravashi. Ravina was sitting in front of the Ravashi. Right? The two Misadri Ashas. That's what we have today. The Bavli is them. They were Msadarit, I think it was Ravina's son wrote it. So that's why sometimes you have, like we're going to see here, they talk about themselves sort of, but it's not them that wrote it. So Ravina is sitting in front of Ravashi. Bishnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah was on Rosh Hashanah. Chazidah ve'otziv. He said, Omar Lei, Amayatziv Mar, why are you sad? What do you learn from this Gemara, Rabbi Isai? This is what I learned. You're not allowed to be sad on Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to be ba'atzis. You have to be b'simcha. You're allowed to be, you have to be serious. It's Yom HaDin. But don't go around. It's Rosh Hashanah. He asked him, what's going on? It's Rosh Hashanah. Why are you sad? Why would he ask him such a question? Obviously, you're not allowed to be sad.
Maybe you're never allowed to be sad.
You're never allowed to be sad.
Maybe
I'm saying.
You're sad. You should go to. Maybe that's the point.
Oh, go over to him. Rebbe, what's the matter? How can I help you? Omar Leah, I'll tell you what happened. I don't have food. I pashut don't have food. I forgot to make it Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, if Yontev is Erev Shabbos, so the only way to cook, Rabbana made Xerah, the only way to cook on Yontev is if you make it Erev Tavshilin before Yontev. It's already Yontev now. What should I do? Omar Leah, Vilayse Maridna. Make it Erev Tavshilin on Rosh Hashanah. Mili Omar Rava, Maniachadim Erev Tavshilin mi Yontev l'chaveroi. Umasna. We had this earlier when it came to Truma. The person forgot Truma, he does the same trick. He could do Truma on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and say, make a Tnai over here also, I make it Tnai. If today's Yontif, this is not an Erev Tavshilin. If today is a weekday, so it's great, I'm allowed to cook on a weekday. But if tomorrow's a weekday, then I don't need it. And if tomorrow's Yontif, so the Erev Tavshilin worked for tomorrow. That's on a 2-day Yontif regular, not a Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he's never said so. So Rabbi, today it's amazing. It's like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a kiss on the forehead. Here we are, a few hours before Rosh Hashanah, we're discussing Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, is different than a Yontif. Why is it different? So, there's a Medrash Pliya that says, "Leizaza Shechina mi Yisrael Shabbos is v'yom tovim." The Shechina doesn't leave Klal Yisrael Shabbos Yontif, and Afilu b'Shabbos al Chol. What does that mean? Even on a Shabbos of a weekday of Chol. Even Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, very good. Says Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz in Yaris Dvash. He says that Pasha Pshat, he gives a whole bunch of Pshat, and he says, the Ein Mikri Yaitzim De Pshutai, he says it means a Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni. Don't be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni. The Shechina is there. Don't think it's a joke, and why do we have it, and the Chaval that we live in America, and Chutz Lars. The Shechina is there. But what's special about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're making him king. We're accepting upon, we're not making him king. He's king whether we like it or not. We're accepting upon ourselves his kingdom. So in order to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all have to be in this together. There has to be Achdus and Klal Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz have to be the same. You can't have that over there, the Mamlechim one day and we're Mamlechim another day. All of Klal Yisrael is Mamlech at one time. The Zohar says that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kashya, it's a hard one. And the second day is Dina Rafya, it's a little easier. So Rav Shimshon Pinkos explains, it's unbelievable, we're here, Ma'amish, Rosh Hashanah, a little bit of an explanation of what's going on. Not that many people watch the shir before Rosh Hashanah because they're busy. Baruch Hashem, we have more people here today than we had yesterday. Unbelievable. What?
10,000.
Zogt Rav Shimshon Pinkos. I thought it's a beautiful zach, he says. The first day is a deraisa, the second day is the rabbanon. The first day, we're sort of forced into it. We're forced to come to court. It's a din. So it's din akashio. The second day, we, human beings, decided this on ourselves. Chachamim decided it. We're part of Chachamim. We don't have to be here. We decided on ourselves to be a Yontif Sheni and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. That's a din rafi. That's a much lesser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it differently, and Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should have Iksir Chasim Toiba, Gutke Ben Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mala all Mashalis, Libenu, Lipchem, L'Toiba. We should have a lot of Nachas from our children, a lot of time to learn Torah, a lot of Parnosa Berevach, so we can learn Torah Berevach. Shalom Bayis. A lot of happiness. All right, Zok Tehillah Gemara. Oh, Marley. Oh, where are we? Yeah. V'amrin arda af beitza muteres. If egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Omer Mordechai befer shom limar. Ravashi told me straight out, the loy savar lahad in arda. It's not true. Ravashi doesn't agree to it. Itmar. Right, so it's interesting. I'm just pointing out that when I read it, Ravashi wrote the Gemara. But here, somebody else saying something that Ravashi said. So it was written later on. He was misadir the Gemara, but it was written in a later, the next generation or so. Itmar, a sugya. Efroyach shenoyla biyontav. What happens if a chick hatched on yontav? Rav Omar Asur, Ushmuel Vitema, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Mutar. So we have a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, or maybe Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says it's Asur. Rav Omar Asur, Muktzuhu. It was Muktzuh beforehand. Why is it Muktzuh? Because as we learned the other day, we mentioned it with Rabbi Lazar B'Yakov. The chick inside the egg is a sheretz. It's Asur to eat no matter what. According to everybody. There's no machloikis in that. We have a machloikis when a chick comes out and its eyes are closed, as we'll see in a second. So Mela, the chick is Mukta. So it remains Mukta. So what if it just popped out of the shell? Mukta, you take, let's say, a hammer that's Mukta. You don't make it unmukta by going somewhere. Rav Amar also Mukta. I don't know. That might, what I just said might be a shtos. Because if you have a coconut, okay, fine. Different story. So here the Svara. Why did the Rabbi Yochanan Rav say mutter? Hoyel umater atzmi b'shchita. This is an unbelievable chiddush. Now this chick became available for shchita. So now we have a concept of migui. Migui that becomes mutter through shchita, so it has the ability to remove the mukta. It's a migui. It's hard to understand, but it's a migui. Since this chick just accomplished something by popping out into this world, so it also accomplished. Now we throw another thing onto it. I mean, it's a very hard svara. It's hard. That's how Rashi explains. It's the concept of migui. How exactly it works, I don't know. But something changed in this chicken. You're asking something changed. Now I could check it. A second ago I couldn't. So if that thing changed, now I'm going to throw another thing and change it all and make it mutter. Obviously, Rav doesn't agree with it. I'm the Rav, kind of a Rav Asi, the Rav. So now they attack Rav. How do you say it's also? V'chima ben zeh le'egel shenoy le'biyomtev. Why is a chick that comes out of an egg different than a calf that comes out of a cow? You're allowed to, it's obvious, you're allowed to shecht a calf. So why can't you shecht a chicken that comes out of a... What? Yeah, so that's the Gemara is going to say. I also thought it right away, and that's Yimechamim to the Gemara. Omar Luhu, and then I thought maybe today that it's not such a good svar because you can't eat it right now, only if you shech the mother. But right now you can't. But right now you can't. Right now you can't eat it. You can't chop on. But the Gemara does say your svar. V'chima ben zeh le'egel shenoy le'biyontav. Omar Luhu, hoyelu muchan agav imar b'shchita. Since there's a concept called Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is that the fetus inside an animal does not require shechita. All you need to do is shecht the mother. And uber yerechimai, it's as if you shechted the fetus. So memela, it's different than a chicken that comes out of an egg. This fetus is mutter to eat just if you shecht the mother. Now, Rabbi Avram Weisfish sent me a video clip. I tried to take a picture off the cliff. It's an amazing clip. He thought he himself did this, he shechted a ben pekua. You see this cow literally half dead, not moving, in such pain, I guess they decided that they have to, she's gonna die anyways. So they shechted her real quickly, there's blood everywhere, and two babies came out. These are potter from shechita now. These two, you could see the mother's feet right over here. These are the feet. Ben pekua, when we were learning the whole sugya in Chulin, there was a guy in Australia that tried to make a ben pekua factory. You take these two, here's two of them. Now, if these two have offspring, even if they're born, they don't eat shechita. Because the actual ben pekua, it's a tremendous chiddush. So he's taking a whole farm of these animals that were born ben pekua, and they la'olam don't eat, there's no treifus, there's no nothing, zero. You just eat it as, You kill it. You kill it. You don't need to do shkita. Whatever. It was controversial a little bit, but it was a very interesting idea. Why is it awesome? Why is it a problem? Now, this one blew me away. This, I can't. I believe this kid over here on the side is Shmuley, the famous Shmuley, who's a little older today. You want to see Ben Bakua like you've never seen? Look at this, Rabbi Isai. I don't know what this is. It might be some sort of sheep, goat. It's like fully formed. And whatever. I thought it's cool. Okay. This is Rabbi Avram, and this is Shmuley. I believe it's Shmuley. What?
Lunch.
Yeah, for them it's lunch. You should hear him like laughing in the background by the shechit of the two cows. Somebody, like some kid is like laughing like a star. Like, it's my shechol yom there. Fine, bring some cows, shechs in front of them in the dining room. Fine. Says the Gemara, Yishkoyach Rebbe Avram, Uma ben zeh le'egel shenoy la minat treifa. Oh. So, he's saying, he answers, listen, at the end of the day, I'll tell you why a calf is mutter. Calf is mutter because it's mutter without anything. Because of its mother, it's already mutter. But I have a situation, says the Gemara, where the mother is asur. Yeah, the mother is asur. If the mother is asur, why? She's a treifa. She has a big mum. She's not going to make it this year. Big mum, hole in the heart. I don't know what. Massive mum. She's missing a whole leg. She's a treifa. And you shecht her, her ben pekua is asur. Ubi yarechima. The Uber can't be better than the mother. And the mother, which is a treifa, so what if you shecht it? The mother's lung is asur, the mother's liver is asur, so the mother's baby is asur. But what if the baby comes out of a treifa? It's a full-fledged, beautiful calf. Of course you can go ahead and shecht it. On yontif. On yontif. Now how do I know this? How do I know? Here is a fascinating Rashi. It's rare to see this. Says Rashi, you know how I know it? I've never seen anybody says that's asr. So, okay, it's mutter. Wow. Okay. So it's a bomb kash on Rav. Because you see that the calf is mutter to shecht on yontif. Not because the mother is mutter, because here's a case where the mother's asr is treifa, and ben pekua doesn't work, and nevertheless, when a calf comes out, I could shecht it. So why can't I shecht the chicken that comes out of an egg? Shasik Rav. They have nothing to say. Omer Rabba, Avitamir Rav Yosef. My time is Shasik Rav. Why did he have nothing to say? Leim Elohu, we should answer. Hayal Umuchan Agav Imoy Liklavim. Even the treifa is mutter, because I could feed it to the dogs. That's what I do with a treifa. Chop it up. Omer Abaya. Daf, Vavam, and Bay, sponsored by them, the White Hill and Grove. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas, please join the Hillim.Amin.Dav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of my wife, for being my Senefesh Vatayra. Hashto, says Abaya. Muchen Lodom Lehave, Muchen Leklavim. If meat, in other words, Abai is just saying it doesn't go both ways. If it's designated for a human, then it's not designated for a dog. And if it's designated for a dog, it's not designated for a human. You can't combine the two, says Abaya. Either it's for humans or it's for dogs. This trave is for dogs, then a human can't touch it. Which I don't understand 100%, I'll tell you the truth. Because if I need to feed my dog, then the food is not mukta. So here it says like this. This is what we had already. You could cut up. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds of mukta. And he says, if the nevela, if it wasn't ready, Merv Shabbos, then it's mukta. Okay? So if it's mukta, then how can you go from klovim to humans and say, oh, since it's good for dogs, it's good for humans? Omer le'in, muchen la'adam, le'have muchen la'klovim. You're right. It doesn't work that way. Just, if it's good for human beings, it's not good for dogs. If it's good, expensive meat, you're not going to give it to your dog. So meila, it's not right for dogs. But if you have a treifa, that you're about to chop it up and give it to your dog, it's not surviving this year, you have nothing to do with it. The shlachtos doesn't accept a cow like that. So what are you going to do with it? You're going to cut it up and give it to your dogs. Nevertheless, you still have in mind why that didn't call me the chazilei. But it's uber, its fetus inside is good for human beings. Mimele, you do have das for that. Tanya will say the Rav. Now we're going back to the chick that just hatched on Yontif. And Rav says it's also. Tanya said the Shmuel, but then Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says it's okay. Tanya will say the Rav, Mefurish. Egel Shinoi Labi Yontif Motor. There's a difference between a cow, a calf that's born on Yontif, you're allowed to shechter on Yontif. A fresh and other be Yontif, Asur. Mefurish in the Braisa like Rav, Average Benzil Zeh. What is the difference? It even tells you the svars that we said. Zeh Muchan Agavim or Bishchita. The calf, you could eat as is if you just shechter the mother. Vizeh Muchan Agavim. And this chick is never Motor. There's no connection between him and its mother. Tanya gave us the Shmuel. What? Yeah. Yeah, this is Rav, the Svar and Rav. Tanya gave us say the Shmuel, and now we have a Svar like Shmuel. The time Rabbi Yechanan. Ego shenal b'yantav motor, v'efreg shenal b'yantav motor. They're both motor, my taima, zeh mochen agavim, v'zeh mater atzma b'shchita. That's the original Svar. That just like it came out of the shell, and now it became motor. A second ago, it was usher to eat a chick when it's in the shell. Why? Because it's a sheret. Once it pops out of the shell, and it opens its eyes, according to everybody, then it becomes a full-fledged chicken and you're allowed to shecht it. So that popping out of the shell changed its status. So it also changes its status when it comes to mukta. It's no longer mukta. It makes a lot. Now I think about it even more. Before, it was a sheret, this dead kind of thing with its eyes closed, and it was also to eat because it's a sheret. Suddenly, on Yontif, it comes out of a shell and it becomes a living thing which you're allowed to eat. And before it was mukta, and now it became something else. A non-mukta item that you're allowed to eat. Things changed there. That's all. So, but you have to come onto the svar of migui. Migui that you're allowing it to change this way, you're going to change it in a second way. Tanu Rabbanan. Efreyach shenoy l'biyantav asur, like Rav. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, af b'chol asur. You're not allowed to eat a chick. Lufi, shleim patchu einav. Its eyes didn't open up. It's a sheretz still. Just because it came out of the shell, it's not a living chicken. That in the pasuk of sheretz tells you, all sheretz, meaning even these chicks that came out, they look like they're alive, but since their eyes are closed, halachically, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which is kavanaki, l'chayri paskin l'kim, I have no idea, we typically do, that it's considered a sheretz when the eyes are closed. Omer Rav Huna.
Do people eat chicks like which are just born? Is that a thing?
In China, yeah. Those same people that eat live monkeys, they eat chicks with bats. They eat bats, yeah. Regular human beings, probably not. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. I'm saying, the most of society doesn't eat it. It's disgusting, it's gross. I don't know. Ask them. Yeah, maybe there. Some people say that they're some of the Shvatim, the lost tribes. I don't know. I'm not saying that they're not human beings. They just eat different stuff than we do. They eat cockroaches and stuff. I don't know what. Roy of the world. Roy of the world is like that. Fine. Us minorities, we don't eat. We're very, very minority, and we don't. Baltas Shaks is Nafshi Seichem. I don't know if that's schnitzel. Omer Abun Amarav. Beitz. Okay, so statement. He drops a bomb and runs. Says Rav, Beitzem Yitziyasa Nigmara. As the chicken comes out of the egg comes out of the chicken, it's done. It's a done deal. It's finished. What does that mean? If I forget to say, tomorrow, Shir is at 5 o'clock for all you here. Not for you guys listening on YouTube. 5 o'clock, Bezer Hashem. And the second day, Yontif, the Shir is at 9:30 at night. Matzah Yontif. And let's say the shir is over at 10:30. So 10:30, I'm just going to repeat the same shir as the first day of Yontif. So First, we're going to do Daf Ches on the second day Yontif, then Daf Zayin. So we have it recorded. Okay, wish me luck. What's going on here? What do you mean? It's a complete egg when it comes out. For what? For what purpose? They allowed to eat it with milk? So that seems to, you're going to make a deal. Only when it comes out, right? How do people make scrambled eggs? Sometimes they put a little bit of milk in there. It's ganz geschmack. You put in cheese, an omelet. You allowed to eat milk with an egg. But it's only because it came out. It's in mitzias and igmara. But it's mashma that if it's still in the chicken, it's asur. You find the egg inside the chicken, it's asur. We had this also. If you find eggs. Now, Rashi says, beitzim gemuris means the yolk. You find just the yolk, even without the peel. What do you call it? The shell. Even without the shell, it's considered beitzim gemuris. Very interesting. Because that you would think is mamish part of the chicken. It's the innards of the chicken. It's just the yolk. No, a complete yolk is considered separated from the chicken, and it's mutar, mutara is la'achlan b'chalav. So that can't be the pshat. That what Rav meant to say is when a egg comes out of a chicken, it's gomer that you could eat it with milk. No, even beforehand you could eat it with milk. Elam yitziyas ha'nigimera mutaris la'achla b'yam toiv. I have to ask Mechila from all the Chinese. That's all the guys. No, I'm saying I already asked Mechila from the whole world, and now during Shia, I already insulted 5 billion people. Okay. That's the way it is. Ella, yes. You sure once? Sure, come here. Let's talk it out. You're a great guy. You grew a lot, and it was great. Unbelievable job you did. Rabbi Yisai, Yeshua Aaron Price. Without him, you wouldn't be here. Go ahead, Rabbi Yeshua. You even wear a mask. I mean, not over your nose, but it's unbelievable. It took a few years. Baruch Hashem. Couple years. All right. Fine. I have to ask him a chila. It's a gaggle of chaser. Botanya. Hashoyche is down and go to some matzah, but wait some gemurois. Yeah, that we said already. Ela, imin siyos and gemurois, mutaris lach la biyantiv. Oh. That if it was laid before yantiv, you're allowed to eat it on yantiv. So what does it say? L'chayra, that would mean, only because it was laid erev yantiv, you're allowed to eat on yantiv. It comes out that if it wasn't laid before Yontif and you find it inside the chicken, it's asr. That can be either. You're allowed to. Maybe you'll tell me that this braisa that says that you're allowed to eat an egg that's inside a chicken is wrong. Look, it's not in the Mishnah. Rebbe should have put it in his Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechet Beitzah. He should have said this halacha, and the fact that he didn't, this price is off. But it's not true. It can't be off because we do learn from the Mishnah the same exact halacha. Tanina, Hanami Tanina, Beitz Shanoda Biyantav, Bisham Ayoimim Tiyachel, or Beisil Ayoimim Lai Tiyachel. This is machloik is whether you could eat, right? The first Mishnah Mesechus Beitz. From that, you give him a diet. An egg that was laid on Yantav, Bisham say you could eat it, Beisil say you can't eat it, and we had four pshatim. Why? Vakim Libli Bisham, Beisil Benolda. The whole machloek is when the egg emerged into the world. But when it's within the mother, it's mutter. Maybe not. Perhaps we still say, no. I'm going to be mechulek on when it comes out, but I'm also telling you that when it's inside the mother, it's asr. Oh, so why are we arguing about something that the next step? Talk about the step before that. When it's inside the chicken, it's asr. To tell you how strong Bisham hold of their own opinion that even if it was a noilad, mamish a noilad, which is a big mukta, we say it's mutter. If it says that if you shecht a chicken and you find eggs inside, it's mutter to eat on yontif, which is mashma that on yontif itself is asur. Loi beisham or loi beisilo. It can't go according to either one of them. Ela imitziyasa nigimra umegadel sefreichem. What does it mean? What Rav says, you should know that egg is finished when it comes out, it means for one thing. That when an egg comes out of a chicken, only that egg can have a chick. A chick, you can never open up a chicken. Let's say you shech the chicken and you find a complete egg inside. You should know a chick will never emerge from that egg. You can put it in an incubator, do whatever you want. It won't be roy for a chicken. L'may nafkim, you know. It won't have a chick. If I make a deal with somebody and say, give me, I want eggs that were already, that already emerged from a chicken. The guy was screaming, I want eggs that came from a chicken that was screaming. In other words, a live chicken, not from a dead chicken. And they fooled him and they gave him eggs from a shechted chicken. He fooled you. Take back your money. Pshita. Of course. He asked for A. He got B. So of course you have to give him back the money. Says Gemara, Ma'od is saying, Ma'hai la'achilo ka'boilu. V'hai de'kom ad'pachim v'shum de'tzrivan. No, I would think. He wants to eat these eggs. But he wanted the better eggs. He wanted grade A. And he gave him grade B. This is a very interesting halacha. If I ask for grade A and somebody gives me grade B, I don't get my money back. I get the difference in the money. The difference of what it is. You're going to eat these eggs anyways. So you ask for the extra large and you get the large. So I'm going to give you the difference between. That's what it is, basically. It's the same egg, just a little bit better because it came out of the chicken. Kamashmal, that's not true. That's not, it's not in the same parasha. One is chicks will come out of this. The other one is only for eating. And memela, I want my money back. Raboisai, have a wonderful day. Have a ksiva v'chasima toiva good gebenched yard.
I could give answer square.
That picture was Manchester Derby.
Who?
That picture was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the whole message.
Yisrael's father's on there. Yisrael Goldstein.
Really?
I'll tell you. Let's see. That's Yisrael's father.
Really? I wish I would have known.
That's the Maggid Shir Rambamager.
That's the famous Rambamager. What a crazy picture, no? It mamish looks real. It has hooves and everything.
Yeah, this guy was taking it in the
How long ago do you think this was?
A couple of years. It was taken in the
Yeah, you see Shmuley is already almost bar mitzvah here.
Okay,
Yontif.